Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Pub Table Racers. It's the last one of June. For 2021. Yeah. That's it.
Good.
My name is Tim Packman. So next to me is
Warren Brazell.
And we appreciate you guys being with us tonight. My brother from Vegas just tuned in. We welcome you to the show. The news, let's talk real quick. You went to Pocono.
I went to Pocono, got a little sunburn.
How doubleheader, how'd you like it?
It's a lot of work for the guys.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like it. We got two races in one weekend, so that pays off. That also helps the guys. They got to work a little harder, but then we're going to get a weekend off here probably.
Okay.
Do I like the racing? Not really.
Wrong
Pocono
package.
I don't know that you're ever going to find a good package for Pocono.
Okay.
It's so aero-dependent. Once you're out in front, it's really hard to pass. Really hard to pass behind anyone.
Right.
The only guy that didn't seem to have any problems passing was Kyle Larson, of course.
Well, up until.
up until he used up his tip front tires.
Right. And you had trouble passing in that turn.
You know, I thought I heard a gunshot. You know, I'm going to use a grassy knoll theory. I thought someone finally shot out that tire.
Right, yeah.
And he wrecked.
Okay, that's what you thought. Well, there was full camping there, you know.
Right.
It is the woods of Pocono.
It's
whatever. Okay. And then congrats.
Austin Cedric won our entry.
Congrats to you. Good job.
Race, yes.
We had some fines were handed down this weekend, like plenty of them. So the 22 car got on Sunday, 22 car, 18 were penalized, 5K each to the car chiefs, and then I think from Sunday,
the 22 car got a.
Wait a minute, Bruce. No, I'm sorry. From Saturday, it was the 4 car, the 12 car, 18 car, and the 23 all got $10,000 lug nut fines.
Okay.
And then there was another one on the other day. The 18 got fined again, so it's 15 grand. But I think he made up for it on Sunday winning. And
once you take the shifter boot off, business picks up.
I got to give Kyle credit. Okay,
listen to me. In an aero thing, in the aero world, taking a shifter boot off is better for aero.
Okay.
Okay. I get that they had to do it to work on his transmission, but they should have made him put it back on. He finished the race without a shifter boot. That is a required part.
Got it.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not
sitting at home.
I'm not bitching and moaning.
I get
but
it.
It's like,
what's the advantage taking off the shifter boot?
It's an aero advantage, and it would be a lot for me to go through to explain.
Real quick.
It's an underbody aerodynamic advantage that creates downforce.
Got it. So the air comes through and comes up.
Comes through, comes up, goes out the window.
And pushes it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. See, that was basic. There you go. Got it. And Micah Horton, car chief, Joe Gibbs Racing, is indefinitely suspended for behavioral. It came out today, too. I don't know what he did. I'm not going to speculate or anything. Don't forget, folks,
he threw some M&Ms at somebody who didn't like it.
Who knows what behavioral.
It must have happened after the race,
could
right?
Could have been. I don't know. There's no film at 11 on it. So.
Right.
Hey, everybody. We really appreciate you watching us every Tuesday night on Pub Table Racers. And Warren and myself say thank you. But we need a
favor.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you very much. As Elvis would say, cheers.
Cheers.
We need you to do us a favor. On our YouTube channel, just give us a subscribe. It's free. We appreciate it. And that's all we really need.
Right.
Also, check out our website. What do we have there, Warren?
We have clothes. We have hats. Right. We have tumblers.
Tumblers, yeah.
And, you know, anything else you need that it has to say Pub Table Racers, we'll make it.
And we have children's books, award-winning children's books, too, so check them out. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. YouTube, subscribe, totally free. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Cheers.
Here we go. Appreciate you. Anyhow, also, a quick reminder, we are on YouTube. All we ask is you go subscribe. If you watch a few of them, we appreciate it, Pub Table Racers. Also, if you want to see our ugly faces, we are also on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Go just have to listen to us there. And also, if you want some of these fine merchandise we have here, like the hats and also the tumblers and t-shirts, we have plenty of black t-shirts. Go get them. Go to our website, pubtableracers.com, and that's where you get our merchandise. Perfect?
Perfect. We got to hit Brad. We got Brad, Darren. And
Brad, our sponsors are. Thank you. We'll start off tonight with, right behind you, racingjunk.com. Check them out. Buy, sell, trade. Anything and everything you need that has wheels, they have it. Darren Russell for rapid removal. He has the 20-yard containers.
Right.
Gets in tight spaces.
Yep.
And how does he do it?
Your shit is his bread and butter.
Exactly. So if you're remodeling, demolition, or want to get rid of some relatives or kids, call him. He'll park it right
in there. Bury a body, whatever.
That's He will haul it out of there. Darren Russell, look him on Facebook. Great guy, works at Team Penske. And also our number one, Lake Norman Patio Game Room. Go see Brad and JoJo. They're on Brawley School Road near Canvas Back and Oak. New thing he has now, a wine bar, wine barrel bar, and wine barrel furniture. Absolutely cool.
Really cool.
That's good.
And any kind of outdoor furniture.
Yep, he has.
Poolside furniture. Really, really nice stuff. High quality.
Are you ready for an upgrade? Need to refresh that patio? Want to add more fun to your home? Lake Norman Patio and Game Rooms makes it fun to stay at home. We offer a huge selection of high-quality outdoor furniture, pool tables, shuffleboard, ping pong, and much, much more. Your oasis awaits. So don't miss the boat. Take your patio or game room up to the next level. Lake Norman Patio and Game Rooms. Stop in today or visit us online at lknpatio.com.
We have a question here from Dan Lynch. By the way, Dan, what do you think next week?
Dan?
Hey, Dan, if you're... Go ahead. You can ask him. You work
with Dan, you're coming on next week.
That's our way of asking you. he said, where's the bucket? You have one job.
I know.
This show.
I know.
I'm a pretty face, he tells me. I get the guests. I do the
research. Usually I'm pretty good with the beer, too, right?
So what do we have? We don't have a bucket.
We don't.
Oh, what? Wait, we have a question from a guy there. Yes.
Can we ask hey, I got a bucket here for you.
Hey, why don't you come in?
How about this one?
I like that one.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Look at here.
Look at here.
We'll get that straight out there.
Yep.
There's
your
bucket,
Dan.
Look, he even
brought
his own.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, carry your
hair.
I know
you're
a Miller
Lite. Yeah, I put that in there, and you know.
All right. First of all, it's good. These are nice.
These are good. It's ale.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's really cool. It's actually Old Elmer Brewery down in downtown Kannapolis. Yep. Old Elmer Beer Company, actually. They contacted me about doing some charity events and stuff, and we ended up making a beer. So
very nice.
Really kind of cool one.
Very nice.
It's been good. It sold out in 9 days, and I found out I've done two batches instead of one.
Okay.
And so usually one batch will take about a month, but mine was 9 days and two batches.
Okay.
So the next one's coming out.
Another one of yours?
It's the same.
Another signature series?
It's the same. Got it. Flavor of the ale.
Okay.
And it's coming out Friday, this coming Friday, the third batch. So I'm excited about that. And we are working on a new flavor.
Okay.
Okay.
For down the road.
So I'm a beer connoisseur. Like, people drink wine, yep. I drink beer. So okay. I'm going to give this a shot here.
All right. This is Warren's first sip of this. I've had a few.
Now be honest.
I'm going to be honest.
Because I know what you drink.
So I'm not an IPA guy.
It's not an IPA.
No. I would drink these no problem.
Really?
Because because
it's a pretty good endorsement from.
It's pretty nice. Yeah. It has a hint of hop.
It's a little hoppy.
Not bad.
It almost reminds me of some of the pilsners that my wife likes to drink. I bet you this is light. I didn't pour it in the glass.
It is light.
It is light.
Yeah. It is light.
Yeah. So. And it's good. It's a little sweet. It's good. I like that the hop. It's not like
it's not overpowering. Which I'm a big IPA guy. I love IPA.
You like the bitter IPAs?
We did cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers. I will join y'all, but my wife's got me on this little
that's fine
diet thing going on this week.
For
7th. Well,
you look like you're in good shape.
Are you cleansing?
I've got a daughter. Kind of cleansing. It's called Prolon.
Okay, got
and,
it.
It's just good, to flush out and everything.
That's fine.
And we got a wedding coming up. My oldest daughter's getting married on the 18th of September.
You gotta fit in those.
You gotta get rid of that.
The dinner
also. Yeah. So why is thinking of the dress thing?
Okay,
too.
Got it. So it's okay if we drink these?
Yeah, right? I'd leave y'all two apiece.
You're the man.
Well, what's the alcohol content on these? Because
it's 5.5.
Okay, 5.5. That ain't bad. So that's like a standard lager, I understand.
So first of all, the name Adventure with an Attitude. Where's the slogan come from?
Well, the guys I work with, Kyle and mainly Kyle,
right?
But Kyle and Stefan, they kind of been going through some pictures of me back in my racing days, and they found this one that had the business in the front and party in the back.
Mullet.
The mullet.
The mullet going out.
Got it. Yep.
And so that's where the attitude come from.
Got it. Okay.
I'm always adventurous. So adventure with an attitude.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Nice.
It wasn't my plan.
And it fits.
It fits. They were good.
I think, and we talked that picture, I think they cut out the other person who had the identical haircut.
It was actually me and Dale Jr.
Right.
On each side of Dad.
Right.
On each side.
Right.
And they just took and cut Dad and Dale Jr. out and had that picture of me.
All right.
Did he have that? And it's on these little collector cards and everything, so everybody's seen it.
And he had the blonde Goldilocks going on there?
He did. I just had I had all my curls.
All your curls, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I think I might have seen that.
I think I was like 20 years old.
All right. So Earnhardt Outdoors. So let's explain. So there's it's tied in with charity.
Yes. Well, we had a Earnhardt Outdoors. We tried to bring all the kids in outdoors. And, you know, me, my brother, Dale, and Kelly all partnered in doing this. And, you know, through times, things were hard with their traveling and their time they had invested with, you know, the racing side. And we just never got to do things a whole lot together. So we've regrouped and I've taken it back over.
Okay,
and
so
it's just me. It's just solely me.
Got it.
And we're working with, like I said, Old Armour Brewer Company. We're the charity. The funds from this are going to go to an outdoor charity.
Right.
It's called Freedom Hunters out of Colorado. They do a lot of things with veterans, whether they want to go hunting, fishing, hiking,
perfect,
biking, whatever.
They help
take
them out. Yeah,
yeah.
That sounds like a really good deal, man.
I say thanks for doing that. I appreciate it.
Yes. And, it's a big organization. I mean, it's got a lot of backers behind it. Good friend of mine, David Allen, he used to be with Dad with AC Delco.
He's a nut.
And
I know David.
He was part of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and he, you know, mentioned this group to me, and I looked them up, and they're pretty strong. So
yeah,
I know it's honest. It's hard to find and know someone you could trust.
Right,
you're going to give the money to, and it's going to go for what it's supposed to do.
Right, and not just They don't just take. Oh, we're going to give 25%. These guys are going to keep 75%.
Right.
No, it sounds like they're good.
They're grounded. They give it all towards it. So
okay,
pretty exciting.
All right, so Old Armour Beer Company in Kannapolis. It's owned by two veterans, and I've been down there a couple times now. And love the ambiance, love the layout. The fermenters are named after like Kyle Kelly.
Kyle Kelly.
The
sharpshooter.
Not the one you think about.
General Patton, the source. Let's get and other guys. Everybody is.
Not the one you know. The other Kyle Kelly, probably, right?
Yeah.
The guys from Black Hawk down there, prominent there.
Right.
So it's all veteran based and veteran.
Yeah.
So there's a board that you can talk about. It's called Pay It Forward.
Yeah, it's military. I mean, yes, military,
right.
EMT, police, fire. I think there's seven of them on there. You could actually go in and buy a beer for a military or police or firemen that come in to get a beer. It comes off the board. Right. So you pay for their beer.
And the two times I've been there, the hashtags, the little Indians, they're like, all in. Like, how do you get rid of them? He goes, sometimes we'll just say, it's Navy night. But what happens is the Navy guys will come in, I'm speaking for myself, and they'll take one or two off the board, but they end up leaving, putting three or four
on.
So now they're back to.
Yeah. It grows. Right. I mean, every time I go in, I think it's $3 a beer, or you can do $24 for the whole beer, whole board.
Right.
And I just do the whole board every time I go in.
Nice.
Good. So this is pretty good.
Can I? Would you like a glass? I would like to put this in a glass.
Give me a glass.
And then I got a question.
Hey, so we got people commenting right
here. So why he's going?
This is a part where
we get that.
All right, so we got people saying hello. Wally McCarty says major upgrade in your guests for tonight, better than last week. Wally McCarty was our guest last week. He's picking on himself.
Joe, Wally, that can't be doing
great. Hope you are also. Oh, wait a minute. If you don't mention Priest, Ryan Priest. So I mentioned him.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Diane Gonzalez, Sammy's wife.
Yeah, I'm Diane. How you doing, Diane? I see her every day at Lowe's Foods. I go shopping. She's always there.
Joe Fetz says shots. He's a racer out of Buffalo. Nancy Johnson says hi. Paula Hornaday. Sister says hey. Nancy Johnson says she's going to be down in Kannapolis on Friday.
Awesome.
Stop
and check it out.
Yep. I'll be pissed if you don't mention Priest, right? Priest. Mention him.
Ryan Priest.
We got it. Walter says you like beer. Alex Wood. Is so Hank Parker Jr. still?
It's got a
little frosty.
Beautiful color, though.
That's
I mean, yeah. So they give brewery tours.
Well, I mean, when you walk in, you see it all.
Okay, so you can walk.
It's all wide open.
I mean, you can't go back beyond the bats unless you know you ask them. They may take you back and show you.
When I was 18, it was the drinking age in Wisconsin, the legal drinking age was 18. We used to leave high school, me and some of my buddies, we go to Miller Brewery and take the tour, and because you got free beer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
So we did that like every other week for a month, and finally the guy said, hey guys, once a month.
Once a month. Like, you guys are on payroll. Speaking of beers, Dave Chanet.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, look at week. I'm just going to read part of it. I'm not going to go. He says, when Carrie first got the Supercuts ride, we tested Daytona. Dale Jr. and you went out the night before, then tested, maybe not feeling so good the next day. And then he'll think they even, they have a demo derby with their crew and the rental cars the next day.
Well, you know, we did. We hung out with Dale Jr. and his group for a while, and we got up next morning, and I went and tested, and of course, Dale Jr. didn't show up. So I hit him up. I said, man, where you at? He said, oh, I flew home this morning.
What?
Yeah, he got on the plane, went home. But we tested all day, and had a good test. And Richie Gilmore and all them guys were there picking on me, but we stood in there.
You stood up. You showed up. You
answered. Yeah, he always
toughed it out. I was there all day.
At the test, he always toughed it out.
It started out at the L House, Daytona L House.
Oh, yeah.
Out there and ate dinner and play some games of pool and stuff. Mm-hmm. And hanging out and getting caught up.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just reacquainting. John Hain, that's my uncle out of Florida, says, hey guys, where can I get some of this beer from? It's pretty
much. Gotta come to Kannapolis.
Gotta come to Kannapolis, John.
Hey, family visit. Come on,
family visit. Yeah. That's it. He's coming to Bonneville Salt Flats with me in a couple of weeks.
Oh, awesome.
I don't know if you go to your local fancy, like, Total Wine, but here's what the can looks like.
No, it won't be there.
It's only
at the brewery.
That's it.
Hold on. Okay. Beer company.
And actually, let me put it for you. It's between the baseball stadium and your dad's statue. Is that safe to say?
Well, it's right there at dad's statue.
Right.
Like, you walk out the back door, there's dad's statue.
Yeah, that's kind of a neat place for it.
Yeah.
That's pretty
cool. Really cool.
Well, we got him watching over us tonight.
I noticed. He's always over top of me. Looking down. Boy.
I can hear him saying
that. The stories I can tell.
Yeah, I know. All of us got him.
Yeah.
He put me on my knees in lunch line. Because he wanted blood. Yes. Yes.
But you're short. You didn't have far to go.
Because I wanted olives. All he wanted was olives.
That fall was
right. All right. So you had your race. First of all, how's the family doing? Let's catch
up. They're doing great.
Okay. So let's talk. The wife, beautiful as always.
Yeah.
And then, so the kids, real quick, we got Rob.
We got Bobby, which is my oldest one, 35. He's, you know, was working pipeline and doing different things. And then Jeffrey, he's 33 racing.
Really?
He's right there, 32,
33. So he's with JD Motorsports?
Yes, with Johnny Davis Motorsports. Okay. And, you know, very supportive of him, been, you know, behind him all these years. And then we got Blay, our oldest daughter. She's 27, get ready to be 28. She's a deputy clerk of court for Iredell County, get ready to get married in September. So that's why we're toning up. And then we have
us two.
And then we have Kayla, our youngest daughter, the fearless one. She rodeos, competes, you know, all over. We got a month long trip coming up.
You go to South Point? You went to South Point stuff?
South
Point. In Las Vegas?
By Brandon?
No, we don't do that anymore.
Okay.
We could, but that's too far. So we're going to Oklahoma. We leave the 8th of July, go to Oklahoma, rodeo there for a week, go to Nebraska, rodeo there for a week, come home the 28th area, turn around the first week of August to take her back to Oklahoma, drop her off for college.
And she just signed a scholarship.
Yes, leaving her.
Is it a barrel? Is she a barrel racer?
Well, she does barrel racing, pole bending, goat tying, and breakaway racing.
Okay. And she got a partial scholarship too.
She got a full-time ride to Oklahoma State University, and she made the rodeo team out there.
That's
also
amazing. So horsing around finally paid off.
Horsing around paid
off. There you go. Perfect.
Maybe we'll see her in
NASCAR. She always says that when they do these little interviews, says, well, you know, my family's in NASCAR racing and everything, but I drive real horsepower. That's what she always says. She does.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, a lot of people were talking about here, loved it on the download, learned about your family.
Awesome, that was fun.
That was good. What's the reaction you've had from that? Because I'm not saying I know you, I'm not going to claim that,
right,
but having been around you and the family, and you learn a lot, but there was stuff that I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But you opened up. You were very, was it because it was your brother?
I mean, it's just, you know, it's just my life.
Yeah.
You know, everybody thinks because, you know, or some people think, I guess you could say, because we're up here in the elite racing world, that we're not like everybody, but we are.
Oh, no.
You know,
everybody's the same. We all have our ghosts and demons in the closet, and we all have, you know, family members that are different. We all have the same stuff, but it's nothing bad. It's all just what we have.
It's what you go through as in life. It's the bottom line.
It is.
You know, I always say it like this. As long as I worked there at DI with you, your dad, and your brother, and your sister, you're normal people. You're just average people who happen to be in a situation of being in the racing business that your dad became super famous, your brother became famous. I'll say you're semi-famous. You're famous in my book.
No, but I'm just happy.
And you are happy. That's a great answer. Every time I see you, you're happy. You at El Cerrito tonight. You're happy. You're happy. And it's, you know, just good times, right?
I love life. You know, you got a great family and, you know, great kids and good friends.
And you're super normal.
The camera's there, remember?
I know. He's super normal.
No, he's down there. He's looking at the computer. When I asked me on the show, he goes, yeah, I've seen a couple episodes of you. Did? He goes, yeah. And you still want to come on? He goes, heck yeah, man. Well, it sounds like you have fun.
That's what it's about.
So we have Darnell. She's the, I call her the stylist of the stars. She says, hey, y'all, it's raining at Tony Stewart Speedway in Eldora. And I'm like, well, then you ought to have yourself a beer.
It never rains in the man cave.
In the man cave for people racers.
Never rains. Here, how about this picture?
What do you got?
Oh, my God.
Look at that. He pulled that out.
Dude, that is good.
This is another
Pocono winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, go ahead and explain that, Kerry.
So,
that was the best tiles we ever had.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I've raced Michigan, Pocono, Charlotte, Daytona, all these places.
This Pocono win
was the best of all because Dad was there with me.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Got in the victory lane, got up on the car, stood, you know, cheering, and looked down. There's Dad, smiling as big as he could be.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, I jumped down in his arms and
that made him sign that.
Memories.
I didn't have to make him do it. I only had to sign that.
We had a good crew too. Yeah. You know, the guys, they got me in and out and had the car tuned up.
You got us Napa guys a lot of times. The eight guys never did it for you, but Napa guys, we always wanted to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, they were there occasionally.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it was a mixture. We had Napa
and Nawan and some of the eight.
Last year we had everybody.
So the 4 years I was at DI, the one thing I noticed, when you came around and you did something, it seemed to like pick everybody's spirits up. Because you when you went to work there, and I asked you a question. I said, where's your office? And you look down and you point at your feet.
It's on my feet.
And I said, what do you mean? He goes, that's my office. Yep. He goes, I'm just going to go around and talk to people and get what they're saying and kind of take it upstairs and hopefully.
Well, that was supposed to be the deal. But
right. So, but you did gather your information.
I went and talked to people and I went to the higher ups.
And you went upstairs. Yep. And that was about it.
Yep. You're always very personal with all of us.
Well, I mean, think about it. You know, it's the employees that makes the company. And they the ones that know what the company needs and what makes it better. Hmm. So why not listen and take it?
Did they bitch to you? I never heard anybody bitch. No, you know why? Because you're just way too nice.
No, they
didn't want to yell at you.
We wanted
to yell at Ty. And I never yelled at Ty either. I didn't have too many complaints about that place, to be honest with you.
No.
You know what I mean? They treated me so good.
Yeah.
So.
And think about it, you know, what'd you see every day that Dad was there? He walked through the whole place too. You know, and it just meant a lot to people to see a face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the company.
So, I mean, what trait do you think you and your dad, you shared? So what's the one trait of your dad that you think you have? Did you? The gamer, could you shoot the gamer? Remind him we have a show going on.
Hey, there's a show going on over here! Dude!
Don't make Kerry come in
there. Chop.
He says, dude, you know?
So what you're hearing is Warren's 19-year-old super gamer son.
Dude.
We lock him in, we don't lock him, we put him in and shut the thing, and he's in there arguing with some people, so the noise you hear is not voices
maybe
in your head.
Maybe I don't know.
I
heard it.
I don't know. People tell me a lot of things I've got, like that, my walk, my smile.
Yeah, your face.
Part of my green.
Right here.
Yeah. I always said just put a pair of gargoyles on
the back. Yeah, you're sitting right there.
Everything they say is the same. And, I just, I enjoyed, you know, being with Dad. Like I said on the Dell Jr. Download, I didn't grow up with Dad.
Right.
You know, I was out of his life for a while, and then when I got back into it, I enjoyed, you know, the fussings and the yellings and, you know, fun times we had together and memories we built. I just, and when I came back into his life, we just picked up from right there. It wasn't like, you know, why did you leave me? Why did, you know, put me up for adoption?
Right.
I enjoyed, you know, being able to come back in his life and
You weren't pissed off about it. You understood
the times we're going to have together as father and son.
You can't redo what was done, but you can you can take it from there. I thought your attitude about it was great because some people don't handle it that way. But and you know, then all of a sudden you're racing and you guys started out pretty basic in your race cars, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
What did you do? Like $200 cars or something?
Well,
like
the street stock cars is where we started. That we had $500 sponsorship from one guy, and then Wayne's Automotive would give us all the parts we needed.
Right.
And we had another little sponsor of $200, so you know, we made do with what we had. We had paid for all our crew guys, the two people that came with us to work on the car.
All of them, two of them.
That we snuck in occasionally.
As a track promoter, I'd love to hear those things.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. But we had a good time with them people. The Furs down there, Concord Motor Speedway, they really, I think they knew what we were doing. They just kind of let it go.
Nice. Sometimes it's okay to have you know, that name. Yeah. So it was you and Dale Jr. Sharing the ride, wasn't it?
Yeah. In the beginning, we did for the first probably 7 or 8 races, and then Dale Jr. got his car. So after we beat that one up, he got the new one. I took the old one.
Didn't Kelly drive some too, or after?
After.
Yeah. So that was the mom and pop's deal, wasn't it? The Western
Sisters. No, she drove the street stock some after we went to late models. And she, you know, drove late models too, but she drove, she took over the street stock some races too. And but then we all raced late models. So I think that was like 92.
All three, 93,
94. Yeah.
Yeah, and you, what, the
we had a 3-year deal with Winster, Mom and Pops, and Bennett's Barbecue. I can't remember the other one. Western Sizzling.
Yeah.
And who took care of your stuff?
Was it different people. I mean, I did a lot of it. Dad was always there, and we had a guy named Larry Wayne Williams. He was crew chiefing sometimes and kept keeping the car up at his place. And we went from being at the Deerhead shop to being in the warehouse where the paint booth was, being over to Larry Wayne's.
Okay.
All right, so we know you're driving, you know, Dale Jr. did okay, he's won the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Your sister, where did she rank in that hole? Where was her?
Well, I mean, we raced together some, and I think she quit before we did and went into the business side of, you know, like running the business.
Right.
It was probably a good thing she did.
So, well, because here's what gets me,
she was a pretty good driver.
Yeah, that's what you think.
That's what people, Kelly was way better than Terry or Dale. I'm like, all right, you know.
It's easy to say that.
Don't, you know, because people say that to me.
Yeah.
And I have never seen any of you guys race late models, so I don't say nothing about it, but I'm like,
You know, there was that time me and Dale Jr. raced, you know, the Busch Series together, and I wish Kelly would have continued on and been there with us.
That would have been big.
It would have been a fun time.
That would have been great.
Yeah, and then we could have proved everything.
Because you would have had to, we have another picture coming.
Really?
What's this one? Well,
that's Richmond.
Okay.
That was a good car. There was Looney Tunes cars.
Hold it still there. So which cars are you
in? So Carrie's in the Jenny.
Jenny King, right?
And Dale Jr.'s in that Gossamer
car
that actually Tim Clements and I put the bot. I got that picture because
you pulled these out of there. I didn't know you had this coming.
Look at that. That had Yosemite on the hood.
Yosemite Sam?
Yeah. That's cool. That was Richmond.
Yeah, I made you both sign it.
Yeah, that's good. You didn't make it.
And then we raced, you know, side by side.
Dale Jr. had to make him kind of.
Sure, that's right. Yeah.
Come in the fab shop and sign. Okay. Yeah, he was a little shy, you know.
A little bit.
But he's not like that. No,
he came out a lot.
Yeah.
Not when you have all the stuff going on. Announcing, Dale Jr. download, Lost Speedways, all that.
That's
you can't
really
be
cool.
Shy and do that stuff.
He's got a good gig going on.
He does.
Okay.
That Lost Speedway is really awesome.
It's
a neat show to watch. And this year is going to be way more exciting and interesting than it was last year.
How so?
Just, they seemed like the preview went to, it was like Dale Jr. was more involved into it, and they were making it more funny.
Yep.
If that makes sense, like, you know, Junior would crack up, make things, and it's just, you know, more interesting stories about Myrtle Beach Speedway closing down. I didn't really know that.
I don't know why they closed down.
I saw the preview. I'm like, really, it shut down?
Oh, you didn't know it closed?
Oh, damn! Yeah,
they've been out of racing.
Well, that's all right, but they close it and they sold off and they just they showed
you're starching like, ropes and stuff probably now for your daughter.
Right,
you know, you got a lot
of stuff going on. Driving the hollow,
put your shoes on and horses.
But he's doing that
once or twice.
Every race you horse, that's awesome.
Taking one off and tag one back on.
Right, yeah. You're like a fab guy.
It was only like that, so I didn't have to worry about hitting quick. What I'd call it.
So you talk about your brother and the transformation. That let's go back to like mid 2000s. To now, what do you think has been the biggest change that you've seen of him?
Well, I mean, he's grown up a lot, and he's, you know, gotten married to Amy, and then they've had the kids, and that would definitely change it.
Oh, sure.
You know,
right.
And make you wake up and realize, you know, what life's really about.
Yeah.
You know, I feel he's really enjoying life now.
It's good. Good. And the pressure is
not
to perform, it's to perform on what he's doing, but it's kind of cool when you own your own deal.
Yeah.
Like we do this, and that's kind of like the pressure is, what are we going to do for fun this week? And you know, having you on is great, but it's just like, well, we got shows, and you know, we don't know who's watching sometimes. But like Warren said, he went to Pocono, and like people go, hey man, like the show,
good show, you guys.
He's like,
he's recognized you.
Yeah,
table racer.
We got to open up, and how many beers you get in?
Yes, exactly. So as you're going, you're racing, and you weren't like, do you ever have a full season, or you're just kind of like.
Yeah, I ran full season in the Busch Series number 12 car. Ran two full seasons with that. We had Jenna Keem on
Hot Tamales.
Peeps was on there. Yep. We had, of course, Supercuts was the primary sponsor.
That's right.
Had a lot of good time.
Yeah.
And you
crash all racing.
That's right. And so during that time, like, you had the sponsors. I always heard just loved you.
Yeah.
All your sponsors were like, I don't care if he finishes last. That guy's just fantastic.
We had a good time.
They were happy to be.
Well, I would always, like I said, they were like my friends.
Sure.
You know, the Supercuts ladies, they were there every week, all the races, and we just hung out and, you know, told stories and cut up and clowned around, and, you know, the Jenna King people, they were pretty cool to hang out with. Hot Tamales and Peeps, they were fun. Yep.
So those cars came, some of them came through our fab shop.
Yeah.
And I always felt like we needed to do more for you, you know? I always felt like we gotta help carry more, you know? Because we all wanted you to, everybody wanted you to succeed, you know?
Yeah, I think a lot of it had to be with the team that you're with. Everything had to mix together in jail, and I don't think we all did that.
Yeah.
Did that team. You know, for some reason, things changed, whatever, and like, whenever I came to DEI, look at the sets we had. Short time we got to drive there. We was always competitive and up front.
You know,
and I only had a couple times like that with Fitzbradshaw Racing. I think we finished second to Jeff Burton.
We had you close a couple times.
Yeah, Kansas, and we was top five with that Looney Tunes car running all night long. And Mike McLaughlin got a little incident and come down, and we got tangled up with him and took us out. So we were competitive there at times, but wasn't like it was at DEI. And at DEI, I felt like it was home. It was like family. All the guys that worked on the car were just like my brothers, you know? I knew they were in it for me.
We're all in.
You know?
Yeah.
And in the outcome, it was all for everyone.
Right.
And I just didn't have that feeling and that connection in other places I was at.
We've talked about, real quick, we've got to bring up the Garage Shop Insider. We did a Highway 3 reunion, Beyond the Gates. Go check them out on YouTube. It's called the Garage Shop Insider. And we had, it was myself and Warren.
Yeah.
And we had Jeff Clark, Brian Cram, Tim Clements, and Aaron Brown. And we put together, and six of us sat down and talked. And the first part was good. The second part, we got really like into the deep emotional.
Yeah.
And the bond and connection, and it posted last night. And we talk about that. There was something so magical about that.
It was.
And you didn't know it was good. Like, you don't know when the good times are going on.
Right.
Or the best times of your life are going on until they're over.
They're gone.
And then you look back and you go, crap.
All of us guys who sat in chairs, even though we all didn't get along, we all sit there and can say, when we had to move on to the next place, we realized that place was the best place we've ever worked at.
Right.
You know, and it was going to be, that was going to be the hammer.
Yep.
That place was going to be the number one.
I mean, they were there.
Right.
And then you know, things happened in 2001 and we lost all we had and you know, things changed from there.
Yeah, it started, it was a house of cards, right?
Yep.
The one card got gone and it started.
It just kind of went down, you know, and.
You know, I would have another one of these, but if I don't say one to my wife, she's gonna kill me.
Oh,
I'll say another one.
I'm half. That's why I'm drinking. Like you had that.
Wait, for the record, I brought these.
That's I know you did. You had that one.
I bought two four packs.
His wife's gotta have one.
I'm telling you,
cool. That I get it. I'm good.
Because they are very good.
They are good. And that night when I went to the Old Armor Beer Company, it was like it was on tap. Your kid doesn't have ears, does he? Oh my gosh. And it was like really good. But the thing, the vibe there was all these people were there and you were there taking pictures and all that. And it was just, people were just so happy to be there and see you and support the Earnhardt Outdoors and the veterans. It's got a great vibe.
It does. I mean, even like if you go there tonight, it's the same vibe. Everybody's having a good time and enjoying it. They like being there. I think it's just atmosphere, knowing you know, what this beer company is about.
Yep.
You know, about the veterans and supporting locals. And they do, I've seen some veterans that they have went and actually, you know, built ramps for them when they was in high wheelchairs. And then I've seen them go and, you know, actually almost build a home, put a new roof on this house and everything for veterans. So, you know, it's not just medical and teasing.
Yeah.
They do a lot. So it's really neat.
And the guys who own this, that's their own. They're taking care of their own.
Yes,
exactly.
You know, and that's what.
I love veterans.
One was Army and one was Marines. Yep. And, they support every branch out there.
Nice.
Very nice. So your racing career, when that started to like, you realize you're hit and miss, you're doing truck racing for a while.
Right.
When you realize it's like, okay, it's time to like, step behind off from the wheel. How was that? I mean, it's the toughest part.
It was hard in a sense, but in no way it wasn't because I had two boys that I missed growing up and I had two daughters coming up.
Right.
And you know, I just knew that you know, life's short and family is what I'm about and I appreciate my family and I wanted to be part of them growing up in, you know, high school sports and junior high sports and everything. It was volleyball for them, and then you know my youngest went into rodeo stuff. So I wanted to be all part of that.
Right.
I wanted to be the volleyball dad that was arguing with the volleyball mom. We played Lake Norman in the high school. That was our rivals. I was ready for that.
You're a warzone.
My veins would be popped out. Come on, mom.
Who's that crazy bastard? That's Kerry. Oh, okay. We don't fight for
that. Kerry has this walking death grip thing going on here.
We had some good times, and I enjoyed it. And I wish I'd have had them times with my boys.
Well,
right.
But, so. You know, now you can. So did you play sports in high school at all?
I did. I played baseball and football and wrestling.
Okay. That's a good three,
yeah. Yeah, I had fun.
What did you play in football? What position?
Well, I was running back.
Okay.
And I played a little quarterback, too.
Okay.
My stepdad, Jack Key, he was the coach for my baseball and my football.
So okay. I can see you're probably pretty good at baseball there.
Huh? I love baseball.
Yeah.
What position?
I was good at wrestling.
I played all of them, baseball.
Okay.
Yeah, wherever they need me.
I quickly realized that my love of sports was going to be reduced to writing and announcing about it because swim team, hey, we need an announcer. Oh, okay, I'll do it. I was off it. Basketball got cut, announcer. So finally I realized, you know, I think I'm just going to be on the, you know, the other side of the whole thing. So
well, you're good at it. So
I tried to.
I mean, you feel.
Well, people say, did you play football? I said, I was on the team. When the score
was 48-0,
they're like, oh, let's put back in it.
I went out for football, buddy. You know, I wrestled in high school, and wrestling was before football. And I went, football was before wrestling.
Yeah.
And my buddy says, go out for football, just to get the exercise.
Sure, yeah,
I went out for football for a day because I was 4'8" and I took one pounding from some lineman.
Right.
And I was like, ah!
Well, I mean, look at me. I was 125 pounds when I graduated high school.
Imagine
what I was in junior high and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, some big boys was going to get
right. Right.
You cut them out from under their feet, they ain't going nowhere.
I couldn't cut them out.
I graduated.
Now, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I graduated 175. I'm 225 now.
I'm 180.
I was 100 pounds when I graduated from high school.
So you had to tie you down on a windy day. Dave Chanette says, our Speedway stuff was crazy fast. You are actually right.
Absolutely.
Diane, you're great behind the mic, Tim. Yeah, we all know that. Tom Beatty, our number one fan. This guy is from Jersey. He actually drove down a few weeks ago to do a special show with us on Saturday at Lake North Patio Game
Room. Super nice guy.
Super nice guy. Hey, Carrie, this is a number one PTR fan. Just run the board at Pay It Forward. So he's like, I guess he,
yep.
Come on down.
They'll do it.
Okay, so what are you doing now? You've got with the beer company. You got the home still. Right. So you got the house, all that straight now. You're good.
Yep.
Schumacher Homes. Those homes are beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
I mean, I went and saw the ones they have at Mooresville there. Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's a great group of people right. at Schumacher Homes. They're fabulous and do a fantastic job.
Right.
And,
you had to fight for that one a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm worth the challenge. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's all right.
And we're still going forward with what we're doing. And,
right.
Good. That's good to hear.
Carrying on with Earnhardt Outdoors and then Earnhardt Collection.
So the Earnhardt Outdoors, is there some place people can go check it out? Is there a website?
We just started on Facebook Instagram, and we're, like I said, we just started to rebuild everything, trying to build it back up, and hopefully have a lot of text and content coming up.
Good. And what is Earnhardt Outdoors?
Well, it's about getting kids and outdoors and people in outdoors and bringing outdoors in. We, it's what me and my family are about. We love outdoors. If I'm at home and I don't have anything going on, I'm outside. I'm not in the house.
Right.
And I think that's what's missing a lot these days is
people getting outside.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
These gamers and these
like computers. These gamers back there, yeah.
Well, they're going to be outside. They're pulling weeds.
They're too hot.
They're going to get sunburned in 10 minutes.
Never too hot to pull weeds.
So, we had a question from Alex Woody. Said, what was it like racing your dad and brother in Michigan in 2000?
Oh, it was really cool for a few laps. It lasted.
What the hell happened there?
I lost a rear end. Yeah. We got loose and hit the wall.
Was that one of Dave Marcus?
That was a Dave Marcus injury. It was a Delhart Incorporated car, but Dave Marcus entry number 71. And what's so cool is Realtree was my sponsor. Team Realtree was my sponsor.
Exactly.
Yep. And Tyler Jordan, Bill Jordan's son, just posted on Instagram, Facebook, that how he's been going around like searching for this items and stuff that they've been a part of. Well, he just found my Team Realtree hood from Michigan race.
The hood?
Yes.
Really?
And
Where was it?
I have no idea. Okay. I haven't asked him. I say cool because that race always pops up in conversations.
Sure.
And well, I think a cool find he had.
It wasn't so much the race. I mean, nothing against you, but it was the photo beforehand.
Well, the fun thing for me about it was I outqualified Dad and put him in a provisional. He had to take P1 provisional.
Then there was that
because I outqualified him, and that's saying a lot.
Right. Yeah.
This is my first Cup race, so
I'm pretty sure I had come out of our shop.
I know I did. That's so, what I'm saying.
Dad was like, probably
so my team beat my children.
Yeah.
Did he say something about that, or was it just kind of like
he just knew, he said, it ain't gonna last long. It before I knew it,
I'm
in the wall.
Jeez.
So, I think I'm gonna tell you a story about that car. And you probably don't know this. Your dad bring that car into the fab shop one afternoon, and he said, I need volunteers. It was wrecked.
Yep.
He said, I need volunteers to work on this car. It's a Dave Marcus car. I need volunteers to work on a car and for Carrie to run at Michigan. So Paul and I said, all right, who wants to do this? I think myself, Tim, there was about five of us.
Yeah.
We all jumped on it. We worked on it, got it done. Your dad came in after we got it done and said, all right, Paul, who worked on that car? And Paul said, everybody in here. Paul was like, because some of the guys couldn't,
right.
Yeah. And we were all cool with this.
Right.
This is how DEI was. We were all cool with it. Your dad gave Paul a little bit of, gave him an envelope. And Paul distributed that envelope amongst us in the way he seemed fit, and it was a really nice little bonus.
Yeah, that's the way Dad was.
That's the way he stood up on a table. You got, you know, we had tables in the fab shop that were 4 foot tall. Right. All right, who worked on that car?
Like, you need to stand up on a table.
Right, yeah, yes.
Everybody's looking at you already.
Right. And they ain't going to say nothing back to you.
That was him.
Yeah. We're all scared to death, but, you know.
But he wanted to probably be very emphatic. Right. And he's like, he's making a point. I
mean, yeah, he made a point.
He wanted to show.
And it was a good deal. And we would have done it for free.
Right.
We didn't even know.
Right, so it was like after the fact.
We were doing it because we all were behind you all the time.
Yeah. And I wish we could have continued on there.
Yeah.
You know, what we had planned for 2020. Yep. For 2002 and future and stuff. But, yeah, all that changed.
So there was a nickname that you... Speaking of helping you out. Okay, well, there was a nickname. So
I know you want to say it. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, all right, so it came out publicly in a Talladega race.
Yep.
And you passed Dale Jr. And Dale Jr. comes on the radio and goes, man, look at Lamont go.
Right.
And we all, you know, did our weeks we knew. Mm-hmm. Well, I was working, you know, I was the media guy, whatever. And Dick Bergman comes up, taps me on the show. He goes, who's Lamont? I went, ooh. He goes, what's Lamont?
Explain this right.
I went, I look back and I go, and I mean, Dick Bergman's my mentor. I love the guy to pieces. I go, I'll tell you after the race. He goes, come on. I go, I'll tell you afterwards. Because I didn't know what it was for you, how it meant. But I didn't know, but I was being considerate.
I know.
And all of a sudden, everyone's chuckling. And so the Lamont thing was because?
Well, when I ran the ARCA there, I came to Dad after all my struggles and other teams and Fitz Bradshaw and everything. I come to Dad and said, look, dude. I said, I want to race for you. I said, I haven't got the opportunity to race for you. I want to race for you. It was, you know, three-wheelers, mini bike, motorcycle, lawnmower, whatever. I just want to race for Donahoe Incorporated. Yeah. And he said, let me think about that. So that's when we put the ARCA deal together. He said, you know, we're going to build this ARCA program, but you're going to work on it.
Yeah.
And you're going to find parts that you need on your own. It's not just going to be handed to you. So we have this warehouse where after every race these cup guys ran, they would strip the cars down and replace rotors and calipers and everything, and the old ones would go on the shelf.
Right.
But the old ones only got 500 miles on them, right, at the most. So, hey, that's great, Marcus. So I'm going through this warehouse. I had a key to the warehouse, so I'm going through this warehouse, getting all these parts and building these cars, and it showed. We went and I think we had the whole field at Pocono Lab to set for second place car, and we were three-quarter track ahead of him.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
went to the junkyard
with the junkyard parts.
So yes. Lamont comes from
San Francisco,
the junkyard. Right. Yep.
So he got the junkyard parts, and we made it work right up front.
So and I thought it was cool because that's what I did. Right. I deserve that.
He said you got to get your parts. He didn't say where, though, right?
That's right.
Did anybody catch on what you were doing, or they just
look? Randy, he knew what I was doing. He caught on real quick. He caught on real quick.
Randy, yeah, he caught. Yeah, the parts then, department had.
And then Dad found out after that because Randy had to tell him.
Because that's right, he was the boss.
He's the boss. Yeah.
Yeah, Randy was great. I miss him. He was always the. He always had some funny anecdote.
Yeah, he did.
He'd come up at lunch at the trophy room there, and he'd go, so, Pac-Man? And he'd have some funny type thing come out from out of nowhere. And he was always so good, but it's like, if you need to talk to him. Oh, the funny thing he used to do to me is, like, people would call and complain about something. Like, when Dale Jr. wasn't having good, he goes, hey, Tim, this call's for you, and I hang up. What the hell's up with that anchor? You sons of bitches. I'm like, who's this? Like, and it was like a recording.
Right.
So I go, why do you pass them on to me? He goes, I don't want to be the only one to take those calls. You're the communications guy. I'm like, I ain't calling him back. He goes, yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's how he was. Oh, God.
With me, it was a white T-shirt, so I didn't like to wear my shirt from Cintas, and I wore the white T-shirts, and I'd walk into parts, and Randy would go get worn three medium shirts. I would get the medium T-shirt.
Oh, the T-shirts.
Yeah, because I don't like wearing the other ones, you know. He knew what I was there for almost all the time, because I didn't ask him for nothing, you know.
Well, they used to have everyone's name. Remember in the Oval? And then they got rid of that. So everybody became Buddy, because I couldn't
remember.
Everyone's Buddy.
Hey, pal.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, pal.
Hey, teammate, what's going on? Yeah, my DEI brother. What's it like for you to drive by that place now? And I'll share for Ryan.
You know, it's heartbreaking because, you know, I knew all the years that Dad worked to build what he built, and, you know, his pride and passion he put into it, and where it's at now is not what he had
planned. Yeah. Right. So I say the same thing. I seen the fence rusting a few years ago, and I was like,
yeah,
man, because your dad was so, everything had to be pristine, right. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm driving by going to the wind tunnel one day, and I see some the fence is flaky. They went back and painted it.
The fence is rusty. Years ago, they went sandblasted and repainted everything. Yeah.
It's like stuff like that.
That's what they would do, you know?
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been that long.
No.
Been right then.
It never got that, you know?
I drive by there and I remember the Dale and Her days.
Yeah.
And there's just massive amounts of people on the front lawn and the stages. And I look at my office and it was, you know, the outdoor, you walked outdoors, if you had to go next door, you had to walk out and go next door to see Steve Crisp or go out to go to the H shop. Right. And you just, all the bustle, and now there's a few cars there, and I know they still got some stuff going on, but I mean, the front door was constant swing with people going in the gift shop and everything.
Gates were always open.
Yeah.
Wore them out, open and closing.
Right, exactly. And that's just my thought. And it's like you think, whatever. So when we did that Highway 3 reunion show, the garage shop, I asked one question that was really poignant. I said, if we could go back and do it again, and someone came and said, hey, Dale / Carrie, we're going to start Dale and Her Incorporated over again, what was the answer, Ward? If people would go, if they would, if it came back up again and we had an opportunity to go.
Are you putting me on the spot?
I'm just saying, a lot of people said they would go do it.
Back there to work? Yeah. Oh, yeah, in a heartbeat.
Right. I mean, just tomorrow. Pretend you had nothing
tomorrow. If it was pretend like Dale Jr. Yeah.
If the three of you kids, yourself, Dale Jr., and your sister Kelly, opened that back up and said, we want to hire you, I would tell Penske, hey, man, sorry, I'm out.
Yeah. But I mean, but if, you know, you're there. But I mean, I don't want to bring Penske deal, but.
In your dream world, that would be awesome.
You know, right.
The challenges that you have ahead of you, though.
But you know what? I think, you know, we all work together so
but
well.
We, I mean, it could happen.
Sure.
Yeah.
It'd be insane.
It'd be,
Boy, we have to open that merchandise stand.
I'd be arguing with Cram again, but
that thing would be on fire right now.
We got questions. If you have questions right now, we're just talking amongst ourselves. We have questions, some coming in here. Carrie from Bev Shannon, do you watch Jeffrey race? And if so, do you get nervous for him as a dad?
No, I don't get nervous as a dad. I really don't watch racing much anymore. Every now and then I'll sit and watch it. But I always got it on my phone, NASCAR app. I go there and I've got his name and number as highlighted, so I know it's right at top, shows where he finished and where he's running. So I always follow it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at least you're following.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Alex Wood says, Hank Parker Jr. still a part of Earnhardt?
Oh, Lord.
Hank Parker Jr. He's not?
Okay. So we had a Earnhardt Outdoors podcast.
Okay.
And it was me and Hank Parker Jr.
Yep.
And we had a lot of good times. We just talked a lot about hunting, fishing, and, you know, outdoors, and we had great times and all, but at the end, there's only so much you talk about that.
Right.
I think we had 2 years because Sager LW, my brother-in-law, came on as co-host because St. Parker Jr. went on doing some other things he was doing, involved a lot of traveling and stuff. Right. So we carried on with LW and had a few good guests on there, and then we kind of just went to the wayside with that. That's when things kind of started going south with
Outdoors. So, yeah. But now you got it back and it's yours, and you're heading up your spirit.
Yeah.
Well, that's good because you're big in the hunting, fishing, and all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't do as much as I used to because all the running around with rodeo stuff.
Yeah, you've gone for a month. Jeez.
Just, you know, it's a lot different than what it was back in the days.
Yeah. So we're taking your questions. We got a few minutes left here. I was going to just ask you, Dale, I had a question. You got a question? I just blanked on mine. Sorry about that.
Why'd you do that?
I can't really do that because I'm trying to. All these questions are coming in because you're kind of a popular guest here.
Tonight. I mean, I remember times I'd come over and sit with y'all guys there, Gene Haskett and all them guys. You know, I spent a lot more time with you. And remember Blair that worked over there?
Oh my gosh, that was the guy that, real quick, so I was doing Martin Truex's PR.
Yeah.
And I was also doing all my other duties, and they brought me in for a little bit. Finally, I said, hey, can I get, like, compensated just a little bit for this? Just a small? And then I said, they said no. And then things happened. I said, you know what? I'm done. And they brought in Blair.
Yeah.
And he was a different bird.
Yeah, but, you know, it was all good. I come over and sit and hang out and chat with y'all and look at what all y'all had going on. sponsorship, you know, challenges you had, yeah, and what's coming up. And
yeah, I got more of a comment than a question. And my comment was, you know, after your dad passed, and you put a white shirt on, mm-hmm, and Carrie started at that time. I don't know what title they gave you or what they told you to do, but
liaison.
Right.
That's Carrie, where I was supposed to go around and talk to everybody, yeah, and take it back upstairs.
And you did. And Carrie would come by us almost every day, probably walk by everybody almost, yep, every day and ask them how they're doing, what's going on, mm-hmm, and are they happy? And, I mean, I don't think you've ever gotten a bad answer, mm-hmm, but, you know.
But I had some people tell me that things that, you know, would be better.
Well,
it wouldn't be drastic.
You weren't afraid of
it. Wouldn't be like I want $100 raise.
Right. You know? No, it wasn't that. No, it wasn't like,
man, if we had this piece of equipment, right, it would be a big, right, big, big positive for us. And
we were more afraid of what management was doing than what you, what you could do for us. You know what I mean?
What I wish I could have done.
Right.
If I had the authority to do things.
Yeah, so, we a lot of us
led down a path that ended up being a different path.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I know guys that when Dale Jr. announced he was leaving, that they just flipped out and quit, really? Like that same day.
Walked out same
that
day.
Same
you
day.
Know, it was like, what are you guys doing? You know, I mean, okay, I get it. It's Dale Jr. and I'm loyal to him too, but you know, we gotta try and stay.
Right.
We gotta try and keep. You know, I stayed till the end. I stayed to the Ginn and the Ganassi, and you know. I don't even want to go into what happened to me after that stuff.
Right. That's
right. You know, and then Richard finally helped me out.
Childers,
Richard
Childers.
Diane Gonzalez wants to know, what are you cooking for dinner tonight?
Every time I go to Lowe's,
are you the cook?
I got into being a cook, man.
Okay,
I love cooking.
Really? Okay. Wow.
And then I get in Lowe's and I go and doing my shopping for the ingredients and everything, and I would talk to Diane and a couple of the cashiers about what I'm cooking. They'd be like, what are you cooking tonight? And I was, we got this recipe I'm looking at. I said, man, this is what I've got going on. So, what time? We're coming over. I'm like,
that's good.
But they never show up.
That's all right.
Well, now, Diane, I'm on this Prolon thing. My wife and myself, we are doing to, you know, cleansing and slimming up. I'm supposed to lose about 10 to 15 pounds with this program.
Okay.
And it's a 7-day deal. All
right.
5-day deal, I'm sorry. It's a 5-day program you do, and every time I've done it, I've lost 10 to 15 pounds.
Really? So, what's it called?
It's Prolon. Okay. It's hard, dude. It's hard. It's like a cup of water with some soup mixture stuff. It's nasty. And then another cup of water for soup mixture stuff dinner. It's nasty.
I gotta check in something.
And you get a certain amount of olives for snacks and a couple of crackers, and that's it.
Where are you going?
You gotta go.
I gotta check in something.
Okay, fine. So
it's a challenge, but it's worth it. You know, like come Wednesday or Thursday, I wouldn't be nice on this show. I'd be careful because I'd be starving.
Okay. Well, we're just bumped. You couldn't
right even. Right now, I'm not.
You couldn't even. Hey, here's the dog. See, this is what you get when you get good old.
That's fine.
The big
egg. I get it. Oh, take over.
She will. There you go. Watch this. Come on. See, that's what you hear barking once more.
Yeah, come on.
We got a question from Tom Beatty. What was it like to go hunting or fishing with your dad? Or your brother, both of them.
It was some great times. You know, I've never really done much with Dale Jr. Dad, we would go fishing some and do some dove hunts together. A couple times we went deer hunting, and it was always fun, good times. And Dale Jr., I finally got him to go do an elk hunt.
But part of it was he had to get up early, wasn't it?
Well,
part of the problem?
I thought it was part of the problem, but come to find out, you know, everybody he knew the elk hunt had talked about how demanding it is on your lungs and how hard it is, you know, getting your breath and all this and stuff. Well, I finally got him to go do it, and it was the highest place I ever been to in Colorado.
Okay.
And dude, we got there, we picked him up at the airport, we got back to camp, we ate dinner, we got by the campfire, and elk started bugling. I went running back in. Dale, I said, what? I said, where you at? He said, in the room. I said, come on, they're bugling at. What are you doing in bed, dude? Man, I'm going to get up. It's like 8 o'clock and he's in bed. Like, he never does that.
he went to bed early.
So that's the only time I got to do anything.
Okay, got it.
It's okay. False alarm.
Okay, that's fine.
And we had a good time. It was 2 days of hunting and he left. He shot one and I didn't.
An elk.
Yeah.
I think elk hunting.
Where'd you go? Up in Colorado.
Colorado, okay.
Elk hunting. Dale Jr.
Yeah, we take some last questions here. We're at the top.
No,
I
didn't get a chance. He did.
We're talking about hunting and everything.
Did he drag it out?
Yeah, he helped us.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
He done everything. He was all in it, man. That's I just good. Can't get him to go back again.
Well, he's got kids now.
Too much work, too. Right?
He's broadcasting.
That's actually pretty easy.
That's right.
Okay.
We do it. We got the truck right there.
All right. You know Tom Mount? You know, I got a guy named Tom Mount. He packs. Yeah, and he
does a whole lot.
Oh, yeah.
I've done some packing before. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap up. We're at the top of the hour.
Oh.
Hey, sorry about that. Hey.
Yeah, sorry I didn't leave.
No, that's fine.
No.
No, we're good. Awesome show. Glad I saw the post on Facebook, Bev. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank y'all for having me.
It's an honor and a pleasure.
Yes.
Enjoy it. Pleasure.
Enjoy it. And
you know,
put that up for him.
I'm not going to put this up.
It's Tim's, but.
No, I don't care. This is for mother.
We don't do that. That's fine.
This is for my wife.
I just want to say one thing I've always appreciated about you is you're real. You kept it real. You've always treated people so good, and you've always been so honest and so just
down to earth.
No hair.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's good because it's a welcome sight because other people we've dealt with in the sport outside your family.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
You're like, but it's like, you don't need to be like this. You've always been Kerry.
That's what we are. I mean, why
Kerry Dale.
Why be any different?
Right.
You know, we're family and friends.
Right.
That's it. So I appreciate it. The bond is
that, thank y'all.
The bond of that DEI is never going to go away.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate
I hope
it.
Not.
I hope not. Sorry.
I got to check out that garage pad.
Watch that.
I mean, you told me about it.
You're going to be out in a few weeks. You'll be out in a few weeks. I got to talk
that's
about
that. That's pretty cool.
Tom Bailey says, hey, there's ice in the bucket. Yeah, we got it, Tom. We got
there's
it.
There's only ice.
It's all real.
That's it. It's all stuff. John Hain, my uncle, says, what a great show. Good luck.
It's just
living future. Great show. Great show.
Let's pump this one
more time. I didn't get to drink any of this.
I know. We're kind of bummed. Earnhardt Outdoors Ale. Adventure with an Attitude.
Right.
Old beer.
It's pretty good.
Old beer.
You like a lager. It's really good. Just a hint of a little hoppy.
I don't think you really got to like lager. I think you just got to try it.
It sounds good.
See if you like it.
All right. I'm good with that.
New batch is coming up Friday.
New batch coming up Friday.
Come out and join us.
Nice and fresh. All right. Here we go. Should we say it?
Say it.
Say goodnight, Dick.
Goodnight, Dick.
Thanks, everybody. Catch you next week with Dan Lynch. I'll be our guest.
Wow. Hey, another great show.
Thank you so much, everybody,
for tuning in. We appreciate it. We do this every Tuesday night, and Warren, I think the guests we've had have been fantastic.
Phenomenal.
And the people that are following us, we appreciate it. We're reaching 42,000 people a month. Can you believe that? And we appreciate you watching.
Right.
And
we're having fun. Hope everybody else enjoys it.
That's it. And it's just a fun show, a bucket of beer, guys sitting around talking about it. So keep tuning in. We appreciate it. Check out our store and everything. But we appreciate you people, and we will see you next week. Right, my friend?
Yes, sir.
All right. See you next week.